Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, you will discover what on earth is making this sound. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, it is 6:37 and the big question is, are you sure you know where to start your next garden project? Because at Wix, you will find all the essentials to refresh that outside space, from compost and garden sleepers via fencing and, of course, decking. Plus, all the inspiration and help you'll need is also on their website, wix.co.uk. And to celebrate this fine fact, we're giving you a chance to win a Wix gift card. It is, as always, worth £250. And once again, we are playing our game, Over the Garden Fence. Matthew?
Well, yes, Dave. I reprise my role as the village gossip once again, peering over the garden fence and spying on my neighbours, as I do every week at this time. A new celebrity neighbour.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Should be arrested.
Yeah, a new celebrity neighbour.
You disgust us.
Sorry.
Why are you telling us this?
I just need somewhere to talk about it. Please get off my chest. It's like a confessional.
Well, don't do it here.
It's like a confessional. I've seen...
We don't want to be complicit in this.
I'm going to list my sins in a bit, and then if you can guess...
I don't think the show's long enough. I've only got 3.5 hours.
If you can guess which celebrity neighbour has moved in next door, you win a Wix gift card worth £250. It's as simple as that, Dave, my little city-dwelling dude.
Wix are going to be thrilled with this setup, aren't they? So if you want to play Over the Garden Fence, call us right now because we are playing it next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's give away a gift card, shall we? Oh, yes, indeed. It is a £250 gift card for Wix as we play Over the Garden Fence. Matt is very much the local village gossip, and an A-list celebrity has moved in next door. Correctly identify him to win, and playing this morning, we have Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Gary, hello. Gary. Welcome to the show. Gary, you are dog-sitting this morning, isn't that right?
I am indeed.
Who are you dog-sitting for?
It's my daughter's dog. She's moving house.
Okay, she's moving house. Well, good luck to her for the move. And, of course, I have to ask you the question, how much does your daughter's dog weigh?
I guess About 5 kilos, Dave.
5 kilos. Okay, thanks, Gary. Got to mark that down. No. Okay, it's time to get down to business. Matt Dyson is going to be peering over the garden fence. He's going to be giving out some clues as to a celeb. Try and figure out who it is. Matt Dyson, take it away.
Yeah, Dave, have I told you about who's moved in next door?
No, he's not. Oh, yeah, but what I want to do is I want to bring Anna in here.
Okay,
Anna, every time you hear an obvious clue, if you could just say voila, that would be excellent. Okay, just to help make it a little easier for Gary, because it's really early in the morning and he's doing a good deed for his daughter.
Because they're really hard this morning. Okay. They really are. Yeah, so he's a Scouse lad that's moved in those doors. Apparently some sort of singer. He's just moved here from Penny Lane.
Voila!
just off Abbey Road.
Voila!
honestly, his garden is in need of some help.
Voila!
Yeah. His garden has a massive pest problem. I have seen a lot of beetles there over the fence. I'm really worried they might jump the fence. The beetles have wings.
Voila.
They certainly did in the 70s. The other weird thing about his garden is that it's really long, but there's no grass, flowers or shrubbery. It's just strawberry fields forever.
Voila!
he's got a gardener called Jude who looks after it for him, but I don't think she does much. Yesterday...
Voila!
I saw her standing there,
voila,
just twisting and shouting for 4 or 5 seconds,
voila,
maybe. It was really weird. I shouted over the fence, hey, Jude,
voila,
get back,
voila,
and don't let me down.
Voila.
Like, are you still going?
Yeah. I mean, do we need any more, Gary? I'm out.
So wait, is this a celebrity?
Perhaps I should just... Well,
Anna's exhausted.
Yeah, I'm tired now.
I've got to do the news in 11 minutes.
She's all wallowed out. Perhaps I should just let it be. Live and let die.
Oh.
After all, he probably moved out by this time next week.
Gary, Well done, man. Well, you know what? You speak for all of us. I'm going to give you the gift card just for that. Just for like, the, just you. Gary, he's just groaning. Pleading, like, please, just wrap it
Make
up.
Make it stop. But who is it, Gary? Come on.
Is it Paul McCartney?
Yeah, it is. It is Paul McCartney.
Yay. Thank you.
Voila! congratulations to you, Gary. Have a great day and a lovely weekend, and thank you for tuning into the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's time to get socially armed with Matt Dyson.
Yes, it is.
Matt, what's going on?
Well, a musical dog special for you this morning.
Bless
for
you.
Your talented Pet Friday treat. Remember when we had Lady Gaga dog? I think that's the last dog we really heard singing like that. What a voice.
I'm having a conversation.
An amazing lead vocal. But who would be in the band with Lady Gaga?
Right,
well,
yes.
Step forward, a dog whose owner claims he was a guitarist in a past life. It's a tiny little puppy with big, heavy, sad eyes. And he stands in front of a guitar that's on a stand.
Yeah.
And he faces away from the guitar and uses his tail to strum the strings.
Okay.
And I think he's pretty rhythmic, as you can hear. He picks up as he gets going, really gets into the song. All this with a tail.
Today is gonna be
yeah. And I like the tapping. There's a bit of Rodrigo and Gabriella going on there as well.
And goes to show everyone can play Wonderwall on the guitar.
Even a dog
even
can
your pets.
Do it. Yeah, amazing. But a great rhythm guitarist. And then maybe another vocalist would be the spooky...
Like backing vocals.
The spooky singing dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Prepare yourself for this one. He sounds almost like a theremin.
Yeah, that's not a dog, that's a violin.
that is a spooky.
If my dog
singing,
made that noise, I'd move.
He's standing on the sofa howling at the moon out of the window. But
wow.
The sound that comes out is like a ghost in Scooby Doo or something.
Have you got a piece of audio of all three of them together?
I don't think I can do that.
Okay. It's for the best.
Yeah, it's great. But they've signed up to the band.
Asking for a friend.
They signed up for the next band that we put together. We'll get those three involved. You'll be talking about them later on a Save Your Data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Gives me great pleasure to announce we have put all three of the musically talented dogs together. And in about 12 minutes' time, I'm going to be playing you the audio. But first...
Yeah.
It is time to talk fantasy football. Yes, it has come around again. Now, I am fully aware that many of you listening to this right now couldn't care less about fantasy football. And I promise you this, it's not going to be like the backbone of the show for the coming year ahead, honestly. But because there's some people like myself, and again, I know this will apply to many of you, who are quite into it. It's quite a nice thing to do, to put your team together, and then you normally end up, you know, fighting your way to the bottom of the table like I have done most years. And then there are others, kind of weirdos, really, like Matt Dyson, who does a whole podcast about the thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting less and less into it the older I get, to be honest.
Okay.
I feel like it might be a waste of life, but you know, I still do it. It's a fun hobby.
So it might be a waste of life ringing in your ears. Let's talk fantasy football, shall we? Because we were so excited when last season Anna decided to do it for the very first time. And I know that you got bitten by it a little bit by the bug.
I did get bitten by the bug, I did.
So we're back in. So I'm going to ask you, you know, who have you chosen? I mean, who's in there? I'm privy to some of your choices.
And
I particularly like the midfield. Take us through your midfielders and why you've chosen them, please, Anna.
Okay, so I've got Saka in there because he seems like a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
And he's clever. He got really good GCSEs at top grades.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
luckily, he's also very good at football as well, which is
helpful. And that too.
Yeah.
I put Phil Foden in there, Stockport Iniesta.
Of course,
Marcus Rashford, because he got children fed during the pandemic.
Yes.
Amazing man.
Incredible work.
And Jack Grealish, because he's got fancy haircut and ripped calves.
Haven't we all? And then in your forward lineup, I mean, this is where we're going. People who were listening last season will know that a particular footballer in the Premier League, a Crystal Palace striker, slid into your DMs.
Yeah.
Is he in your fantasy football team this year?
He is, because I know him as the one that got away.
Oh, the one that got away.
Jean-Philippe. He had a great end to last season.
He's
didn't
doing
he?
Well, he I know, amazing. And there's talk that, you know, Aston Villa want to poach him now.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He played in the Olympics for France.
I saw that.
He got a silver medal.
My dad texts me every time he's playing, honestly.
Really?
That
could be my son-in-law.
Yeah. We could be out in Paris right now, man.
Mateta, it's not too late, Mateta. I'll even put you in my team if that helps. Glenn, this is your first time this joining first in, even though you are our kind of sports journalist, amongst other things, of course. So who have you chosen? Have you gone for Haaland? That's the big question.
Well, I wasn't going to, and I thought, well, I'll choose the team around him and do the strikers last. And I had money left over. I had £7 million burning a hole in my pocket.
How terrible is your football team? which football club wouldn't want to hire Glenn as their manager? No, you keep the money.
I think I've got some decent ones. I've got Eze, I've got Rashford, Fernandes, Virgil van Dijk, Alexander-Arnold. I've got massive names. I don't understand where I'm losing. I don't understand where the money's got.
Yeah.
Welcome
to fantasy football, my friend.
Yeah, I feel suspicious.
So, Matt, what about you? You're the expert. What have you got?
I have got Haaland. I will be captaining him. I've got Isak up front as well, and Muniz of Fulham. I think Fulham might be quite a good start to the season bet. You've got Smith-Rowe.
I've got Smith-Rowe, scored a couple in pre-season. Yeah.
I've got no Arsenal players, which feels a bit weird, and I'm not sure why I haven't, but I haven't.
I've got Ben White. I had to get Haaland. I've got Solanke, now he's moved to Spurs. And Isak at Newcastle are my three strikers. So we're going to join the Home Time League. We suggest you do the same. It's very, very popular, and we'll be touching on this throughout the season from time to time. So those of you out there who have no interest in fantasy football, don't worry.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, 20 minutes ago, during the social ammunition, Matt bought us three very talented dogs. Could you remind everybody what the dogs could do?
We had a dog strumming a guitar on rhythm guitar. He was strumming a guitar with his tail.
Yeah.
And then we had backing vocals, in fact. We had Georgie the Boxer doing the sound of a sort of ghost from Scooby-Doo while he was singing, And then we've got Lady Gaga dog, obviously, who's famous.
And I said, I wonder what all three of them would sound like together. And everyone poo-pooed the idea. Well, just 20 short minutes later, I've got two versions for you. This is the first one.
I'd have accepted the first part as a Bon Iver album.
Yeah.
I absolutely would not have batted an eye.
That is true. That's amazing.
Who'd like to hear the B side?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Wow.
It's a banger, isn't it?
You cannot keep interrupting.
There we go. Three talented musical dogs brought together at last, many would say.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We're dedicating this section of the show to you playing a little game and then getting a shout out in your actual life during what is known in the radio world as the Power Hour. So if you've got a small or independent business and you'd like us to plug it, that's exactly what we have been doing and what we will do again today. Or maybe you want to go a bit more traditional and just say like a big hello to your friends or family, whatever it may be. Now, every Monday and Friday, we play My First, My Last, My Everything. I'm going to play you the first note and the last note of a song. I've stuck them together. Can you identify it? Now, we're going to be playing this just after 8 on the main station. Listen carefully. Matt, any...
I think I have an inkling. I think I have an inkling.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anna, do you have an inkling?
No.
Glenn, do you have an inkling?
I do have an inkling.
Okay, good. Just checking. So there it is. So the number is 8-12-15. I need to know who that is. Then whatever you want in your shout-out, once again, it's 8-12-15. Here it is for the final time. Turn up your devices.
No one's getting it from the end.
No.
No, it's that opening. It's that chord, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, that beat the intro that Green
It's been
us.
A hard
Don't confuse folks, Green. It's really early on a Friday.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So moments ago, I played you the first note and the last note of the same song stuck together. It sounded a lot like this. Coming up on the main station in about 10 minutes' time, just after 8, it was, of course, The Killers, When We Were Young. Congratulations to Barry in Glastonbury, to Victoria and the Hancocks on their way to Weston-super-Mare. Steve O in Harrogate, Johnny Bradley from Leicester, bored at work, waiting for his holiday next week. Nat from Obsidian Salon in Bentley, Doncaster, who are covering all your beauty needs in one place. Do you remember when we had the couples pedicure there?
Yes.
So I don't know if you remember this, but Matt and I were in Doncaster in the Bentley area some time ago, and we just thought, look at the state of our feet.
Yes.
And then we looked up, we saw Obsidian, we thought that's an unusual name for a beauty salon, but we forgot that soon enough, because when we went in, what a warm welcome we got from Nat and the guys.
I said, Dave, I want nails like volcanic glass.
Yes.
And that's what they gave us.
Oh, hence the warm welcome.
Exactly. So we went into Obsidian, and as I say, Nat and the whole crew there, they were just fantastic. We couldn't recommend them highly enough. Also, Nick, Liz, Anya and Sienna packing up for a long weekend in Newquay for Nick's 50th birthday. Oh, I can't believe it. Look at you, Nick. Look at me. Goodness me. So, Matt, obviously, some 12, 13 years ago, you celebrated your 50th. Is Nick in for a good... Is he in for a good time? Jack Greasley. It's close. It's close, isn't he?
Yeah.
Has he got Rip Calves?
He's got OK Calves, because he's not the full... Okay. He's not the official product.
And he advertises mustard, so it's not the same.
Jack Greasley is driving to Leicester for a day's graft and wanting a shout-out for his work colleague, Aaron, who doesn't do much. Come on, Aaron. Come on, man. How many times is Jack Greasley going to tell you? Pull your socks up. Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Keely in Billericay, who wants to know if she should have Forrest Christ Wood in her fantasy football team.
Wow, I mean...
So we were talking fantasy football earlier. What do you think,
Matt?
When
he's on form, he's amazing. But Morgan Gibbs-White is my Forrest player of choice.
Wouldn't he made it into mine?
Yeah. Nearly. He's decent shout for 6 million.
There we go. 5 weeks of shout-outs. We'll continue on The Breakfast Show next week. Well done to everybody who got it right. When You Were Young by The Killers was my first, my last, my everything.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
My very special prize returned to The Breakfast Show yesterday in the shape of Glenn Moore.
Hello.
Hey, Glenn. Welcome back.
Thank you for
having me. We didn't have a chance to catch up yesterday. There was so much going on.
How are you?
Well, we're great. We're all good. Yeah, thanks for asking. You've been away in Edinburgh doing a work in progress show.
Yes.
How does it feel to do a work in progress show? I've never done a work in progress show. How is it?
Well, there's a reason I put it on at 11 a.m. I was like, if you want to see it, you've really got to want to see it. Everyone at Edinburgh is going to bed at like 3 or 4 a.m. So it's like, you've got to want to want this for sure.
You've got to be hungover maybe a little bit to come and enjoy it.
It takes a bit of getting used to just standing on stage with like an iPad and just a bunch of notes in your hand and just seeing what works and what doesn't. Yeah. And stuff. But it's the only way you can get a show together, you know?
Well, I heard it went very, very well.
Oh, thanks.
I also heard that a surprise reference came to your being. That you would not have a clue about as a joke, as a piece of wordplay, if it wasn't for our very own Matt Dyson.
We'd never have any idea. So on the way up to Edinburgh, I was doing a set at Truck Festival in Oxford.
Yes.
Now, I'd never been to... I've got to admit...
It's a great festival.
I wasn't previously familiar with the festival. When I arrived, I saw like the headliners were like Wet Leg, and so I was God. And I was walking around all the various, the stalls and stuff like that, all the food stalls, and there was a shop that sold bags, you know, sort of like bum bags and stuff like that, and rucksacks, and it was called Got Bags.
Okay.
Which it's...
Amazing.
It's missing an R, and then you've got Got Bags. Yes. But I was like, but it was Got Bags, all one word, and I was like, is that deliberate?
Well, it must be.
Did you deliberately think of the big green witch?
That's all I could think of.
Exactly.
I felt like the Manchurian Candidate. I was like, absolute radio mode's been activated.
I'm so pleased you finally realised how culturally relevant Got Bags
Got Bags comes up in your life.
That it's a pun name for someone selling
bags. I feel validated by this.
You feel seen, do you?
I've been banging on about it so much.
Talking of seen, has anybody got round to watching it yet after Matt insisted we all do about 4 years ago?
The weird pun made me not want to. I don't know who that pun is for. It's like when you know those nativity movies, the Christmas ones, and one of them is called like Dude, Where's My Donkey? And it's like, what child would understand that reference.
Lost on that.
If you are the fine folk who own Got Bags, please do get in touch at 8-12-15. I know someone who'd like to have a chat with you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning, and since we came on air at 6 a.m, I've been promising you something special, because let's be honest, as we near the end of the school summer holidays, some are closer than others, if you're a parent or a guardian, you're most probably running out of ideas right now. I mean, I've started playing a game with Evie called Blind Find, which means I put a sleep mask on her and she's got to feel around on the bed to find a sweeter. That's where I'm at. Yeah, you know, we're in early August, you know what I mean? So I want to change that. I want to give you the opportunity to possibly save the end of your school summer holidays with, quite frankly, an incredible prize for the little Harry Potter fans in your life. Because I'm giving you the chance on The Breakfast Show this morning, it's a one-off, to dine like a Hufflepuff Don in celebration of Back to Hogwarts. So this is the chance to win 4 tickets to a VIP Back to Hogwarts welcome feast on the 31st of this month at Warner Brothers Studio Tour London, The Making of Harry Potter. You'll enjoy drinks and canapés on arrival before moving through to the magnificent Great Hall. There you'll get the unique opportunity to dine like you're at Hogwarts as you tuck into special dinners reminiscent of the Philosopher's Stone start of term feast. Then experience the studio tour at your leisure with the chance to marvel at the sets, taste the famous butter beer, plus enjoy some extra little surprises along the way. So I'm looking for 2 callers to come on air in about 20 minutes' time and face the Harry Potter quiz. You'll be given 3 questions each. The person who scores the highest will win 4 tickets. So if you'd like a little bit of that in your life, call us right now on 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215. Please note that winners must be aged 18 or older, and guests of winners must be aged 11 or older. T's and C's for this are online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now I'm giving you a chance to win the ultimate Harry Potter prize. Your chance to dine like a Hogwarts student in the actual Great Hall as you tuck into a special dinner reminiscent of the Philosopher's Stone half-term feast. And all thanks to the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London, The Making of Harry Potter. This is going to become a reality for somebody. And playing along, online one, we have Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So Rebecca loves a bit of Absolute Radio country. Her and her family also love a bit of Harry Potter. So if you were to win the prize, who are you taking with you?
My son, Aidan, and his friend and his mum.
Okay, so online two, your competitor is Chantel. Good morning, Chantel.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Chantel, hi, welcome Chantel. To the show. Chantel I'm likes Rebecca. A bit of Absolute Radio 90s. Chantel, this is Rebecca. Rebecca, this is Chantel.
Hey,
hi, Rebecca.
How long have these school holidays been? Chantel, Rebecca, how long? When will they end? Why, now, the kids? Hello, I love you. Of course, it's an honour and a privilege being a parent. Of course it is, but why are you still here now? So let's give you a chance to win something truly spectacular. You are going to have 3 questions each. Of course, they're all about Harry Potter. Whoever scores the most will win. Who's that I can hear in the background?
It's me, Dave. Sorry.
Can you stop growling when we're live on air, please, Glenn? Okay, Rebecca, we're going to be starting with you. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, is everyone ready in the background?
Yes, they're ready.
Okay, so your first question. Which colour is associated with Gryffindor House? Is it red or purple?
Red.
Correct. Question 2. Who is the oldest Weasley child? Is it Ron or Bill?
Bill.
Correct. To make it 3 out of 3, what did Harry name his owl? Hedwig or Errol?
Hedwig.
You've absolutely nailed it, Rebecca, with 3 out of 3. Stay right there. Chantel, you are in play. Are you ready for your 3 questions?
I am, yeah.
What is the name of the Gryffindor house ghost? Is it the Grey Lady or Nearly Headless Nick?
Nearly Headless Nick.
Correct. Which London train station does the Hogwarts Express depart from? Is it King's Cross or Marylebone?
King's Cross.
Correct. OK, Chantelle, you need this to take it to a tie-break question.
OK.
What is the name of Hagrid's pet dog? Is it Crookshanks or Fang?
Fang.
So it is 3 out of three.
They know their stuff.
Well done, Rebecca. Well done, Chantelle. And, of course, to everybody in the background there. So we could do a tie-break question, couldn't we? Rebecca, we could do a tie-break question.
Yeah.
Chantelle, we could do a tie-break question. Yeah. You both clearly know
it's
your stuff.
Normally
and then it's going to be like a numerical answer. Yeah. It's going to be closest
it's what
to
we
the
always
pin.
Do, Dave.
It's a lottery. Yeah. Well, we're not doing it today because let me tell you, you're both getting the tickets.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Well done.
Oh my God.
Rebecca, you're going. You've got your 4 tickets. It's safe. You go and dine like a Hogwarts don. Chantelle, the same is true of you.
Oh,
well done to you and the family. Bravo.
Thank you so much.
That is my pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the school holidays. Thank you for tuning in on Country and 90s. We'll speak... Glenn, stop it! We'll speak to you again real soon. Take care.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. If you're just joining us, well, we gave two huge Harry Potter fans and their families a chance of a lifetime. Rebecca and Chantelle, a pleasure having them both on the show. They're going to be heading back to Hogwarts at the Warner Brothers Studio Tour London, the making of Harry Potter, which, Matt, you and I have experienced it because we did the show live
some years ago. In Gringotts Bank.
It's still one of my favourite pictures. When my phone serves me that
it's
up
lovely,
as a memory,
isn't it? Yeah.
It's a smile to
it's
my face.
Nice. What a great day out it is as well.
And I took my two nieces and my daughter to it just a couple of weeks ago, and they had such a fun, because Evie's such a fan of the movies. But she makes a very distinctive decision between which Harry Potter she's going to be watching. There's the first three, and that's we're just watching Harry Potter. And then the remaining film, she calls, her words not mine, Dirty Harry. I've not got the heart to tell her there's already a franchise starring Clint Eastwood about that. But yeah, she's got Dirty Harry because it's when...
scary.
He just gets older, there's a bit of kiss in it, they're a bit chubby. Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like,
should
we
going to
watch Dirty Harry? So we were watching one of the Dirty Harrys, which is obviously, Goblet of Fire to the end.
Yeah.
Watched one the other day, and Evie asked me, she said, "What, Daddy, why is Dumbledore in charge of Hogwarts?" And I said, "Because he's very, very wise." And she said, "What's wise?" And I said, "Well, it's when you kind of know a lot of stuff, and Dumbledore knows a lot of stuff because he's been around for ages." She went, "Yeah, he has been around for ages." And I said to her, "How old do you think Dumbledore is?" Now, bear in mind, my daughter's 5 years old, and she looked at me and she said something truly scornful. She looked at Dumbledore, looked back at me, and said, "About 34?
34. That's old.
That is old. I mean, you're very old and very wise.
Close to leaving the Premier League at that age, aren't you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. I hope you are enjoying the No Repeat Guarantee. Of course, you are not going to be hearing the same song twice as you hurtle into your well-earned weekend. So, Matt Dyson, talking of well-earned weekends, there's no rest for you because Rock and Roll Football is back.
Yes, it's back on Absolute Radio tomorrow from 2.
Which is an exciting thing, of course. You love doing it. And back with Fordy again.
It's great to be back with Fordy. All the goals as they go in with the music and the air horns, and we talk about Forest a lot and we talk about food a lot. So it's going to be a joy, as always.
It is a joyful listen, and you can hear Rock and Roll Football tomorrow on Absolute Radio from 2 p.m. But right now, something I think you and Fordy are probably going to discuss at some point during the show. This has gone viral. It's from a press conference in Germany. Tell everybody what's happening.
Michael Olise has signed for Bayern Munich from Palace over the summer. Mm-hmm. It's first press conference, he came out with one of the most underwhelming responses you will ever hear.
He is nonplussed.
From a footballer, it is.
What do you expect from the Bundesliga? Do you think it will be different in comparison to the Premier League? And does it fit your own qualities?
Good question.
Yeah.
I think it will probably be a bit different. But I don't know.
It's the equivalent of Andy Murray, isn't it?
Maybe he's picking up where he left off. Andy Murray's retired. At least they thought, oh, I'll borrow that shit. Yeah. Do you know what? I'm just too rich to answer this question. So I can't be bothered.
I love when he says, I think it would be a bit different. I mean, there's a long pause if he's like, that's enough, isn't it? I mean, someone's obviously gone, keep going.
Are you even writing this down? anyway, that will feature and many other things besides on Rock and Roll Football back on Absolute Radio where it belongs tomorrow from 2 p.m.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it for the Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. In fact, it is, of course, time for us to bid you farewell from an entire week's worth. They all live on demand in the free Rayo app, and the latest edition of the daily podcast is about to drop. Matt, it does need a name.
Mm-hmm.
All Wallard Out. The older I get, the more I realise fantasy football is a waste of life. Couples pedicure at Obsidian Salon. I want nails like volcanic glass. And your front porch is in Smedig.
Yes, that was in reference to Balin from Absolute Radio.
He's putting on that voice.
His Absolute Radio country and his fake American drawl.
It's true.
Because he's from the West Midlands, as we all know. Tell your friends. So I think it's either the front porch in Smedig or All Wallard Out. Because I know said Wallard a lot.
I think your front porch is in Smedig. Is perfect.
Great, perfect.
That is the name of the daily podcast. As I say, that will be available soon. Thank you ever so much for tuning into the show today. Leona Graham's going to be up next. She will have the tea break trivia and the details that you need to enter the cash register, which today wants to give somebody £280,000. As for us, we'll be back on Monday morning from 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.